Good morning, everybody. This is Howard Partridge. I want to welcome you to the basic training, which is not basic to many of you, because this might be the first time that you've heard of any of this stuff. And I'm going to go ahead and get on video here so I can talk to you for just a little bit and make sure that everybody gets on here. The thing is that we require people to call in, and the reason for that is so that you could ask a voice-to-voice question. This live course that we do is designed for people who have not been through our systems yet, and it is designed for you to learn our foundational systems. They're the same systems that I've used to build my businesses, still use today to create multiple streams of income, that I use to create a turnkey business, and that small business owners just like you around the world are having record sales and success. I teach these systems at Ziegler. I was just at Ziegler yesterday in Dallas, and teach them at our conferences and in any workshops that we do. But the thing is that we can't get everybody everywhere in the world, and many of you can't get to where we are. So there are three types of people that are on this webcast today. Number one is people who have actually registered and joined up for this course. If that is you, we have some new procedures. You're going to get all the handouts for the course ahead of time. And those of you, the second type of person is the one that might be joining us. We're giving away a free class, so anybody that you know of that might want to join up and check this out, they can go through one session free. There are six modules, six live sessions, and share that with them. Just share the same link that you used. And then the third type of person might be an Inner Circle member. Inner Circle members do not have to be on here, but if you would like to be on here, you can go through the basic training. These are things that you've probably learned before. Hopefully you've learned before, and if you haven't and you're not new, then we need to get busy, and I'm glad you're on here. The reason that we do it live is so that you can ask questions, and the reason that I offer this so inexpensively is because get that off my screen, is because we know that when you engage live that you're more likely to get more involved with us, and that's why we do it live. We do not offer the replays on the live sessions typically. Those who are registered, who have paid, we are happy to send that upon request. But we don't send it to people who do not get on the live call. If you want to get on again, if you miss one, you can get on that same one again. And that's how we can offer it so inexpensively. So there are two more options other than the live course, and that is number one, you can get, or this option two other than the live course, is you can get our home study course that includes the video, the audio, the handouts, the manual, and everything that you need to implement these basic systems and learn these basic systems. Then the third option is if you are in, if you are have been in business for over 3 years, you're a small business owner, and you have at least one employee, then you might consider the Inner Circle, especially if you have problems implementing, if you need the support, the encouragement, and the accountability, and all successful people need that. I need that. And that's how I got to where I am. So what we're going to do is I'm going to do today's session. And then at the end of it, I'm going to talk to you who are not subscribed to this yet. You haven't joined the six-week course. I hope you'll love today. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about systems and implementation and those kinds of things after I do the class today. So let me go ahead and get started. I'm going to go ahead and turn my webcam off, and we'll get my PowerPoint up. And by the way, go ahead and type in that you can hear me okay, and that you can see the screen okay as I bring that up, all right? Okay, let me bring up the screen. All right, okay. Hey, Chip, glad you're on here. So Chip is going through the course with Ellen right now, which is awesome, phenomenal, and glad to see you on here. Yep, so the slide is up now. And so let's get going. First of all, our mission is to help you stop being a slave to your business. How do you do that? You do that by learning the proven simple systems, and then you get the support, the encouragement, and the accountability that you need to implement those systems. It's really that simple. Michael Gerber, the number one small business expert in the world, according to Inc. magazine, says that the secret of business is the system. The question is why? Well, the only reason your business exists is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. And what I've found is that there are five secrets or five systems of a phenomenal business. And, of course, you can read my book, The Five Secrets of a Phenomenal Business, and they're laid out in there. But this webinar series, the live course, will give you more detail. The first, there are five systems all together, and then, of course, we have what we call a GPS, which is goals, plans, and systems. We have a business plan that's a fill-in-the-blank business plan for a one-year business plan. Only 3% of small businesses have that, and it's so important because if you have life goals, and hopefully you do, and you have dreams, if you don't, you need to get those life goals clearly in view. And then you need a plan. And a goal without a plan is just a wish. And then you need systems, a vehicle to help you, a vehicle or vehicles to help you get to where you want to go. The bigger your dream, the bigger your goal, the more sophisticated of a vehicle you need. I'm leaving later today for a 10-day trip to Italy. And then I'm going to the UK to teach, and then I go straight to Florida for our Destined Dream Retreat from there. And the thing is I'm going to be using a lot of vehicles because that's a lot of traveling. I'm going to be using cars and trains and planes and all sorts of things. And if you have a small goal, you just need a simple business, and you need a simple system. And the reason I've developed multiple businesses and multiple streams of income is because I've got big goals, big dreams. So the five secrets or the five systems of a business are marketing. That's everything that you do to attract prospects to your business. Sales is everything that you do to convert prospects into paying customers. That's what I'm going to be teaching you today. I'm going to be teaching our proven sales system that is proven in many, many different industries to close more sales at higher prices. Third is operations. That is the experience. That's the service experience that you provide to your clients, your patients, your members, your guests. And then phenomenal administration is tracking all the stats, tracking all the numbers. In the inner circle, we're doing an 8-week course on with Ellen Rohr, one of my financial consultants, who took Benjamin Franklin Plumbing from $0 to $40 million in franchise sales in 18 months. The lady is just off the charts. And that's her gift, that's her specialty, is teaching the financial freedom, the financial systems of a business. And you gotta have that because a business without a profit is just a hobby. And if you feel like a slave to your business, that isn't a very good hobby. And then finally is leadership, and everything rises and falls on leadership, as John Maxwell, the number one leadership expert in the world, says. And the toughest person to lead is who? Ourselves. Every successful person, every successful business owner has a coach, and the key is getting the right coach. So what we're going to talk about today is sales, and if you'll notice on each one of these things, we have two other words. See, there's a difference between marketing and phenomenal marketing, extraordinary marketing. There's a difference between leadership and having a leadership system so that this is the way that we recruit people, this is the way we hire people, this is the way we train people, this is the way we coach people, this is the way we terminate people, unfortunately, if that has to happen. And this is how we organize our business. This is how we build systems. This is how we do all those kinds of things. And that is the key, because there are so many moving parts to a business that you need to develop systems. But those systems can be simple. And what you'll see today is that we've broken down each of these systems into simple steps. And so today we're going to do what we call phenomenal sales systems. How many of you know that there's a tremendous difference between marketing and sales? Marketing is everything you do to attract prospects to your business. Sales is everything that you do to convert prospects into paying customers. I was in the market for a brand new Honda for my son several years ago, and my wife said, hey, you know, why don't you go ahead and take care of that today? And I said, okay. And it was a Saturday, and what I like to do on Saturdays is I like to plan and think, and, you know, maybe I'll go out and shoot some baskets, ride my bike, go out and, you know, get in the sun a little bit. But, man, I just want to write and plan and think, and that's what I do on Saturdays. And she goes out and runs errands. Then we'll go on a date maybe, you know, that night on Saturday night. So I was like, okay, I'll go get this car. So I get on the Honda dealership site, and they have an opt-in, which every single one of you should have an opt-in on your website. You should have some way of giving away some sort of free trial. That could be a free report, free consultation, free advice, free video, free CD, whatever the case might be, free gift. And you want to exchange that for an email address or a phone number or whatever, a mailing address, whatever you need for your particular type of business. Well, in this case, you put in your cell phone number, and they're going to call you within a few minutes. But I don't remember what the call to action was. I need to go to that website and go take a look at it. But the lady was very nice and gave me a compelling reason to get out of my comfort zone on Saturday afternoon, get down to that dealership like they were going to run out of Hondas or something. And I found myself walking in the dealership that afternoon. Now, what unfolded before me had no resemblance of sales or service or anything like that. Nobody knew what was going on. The lady at the front desk said, well, you can't talk to the lady that you talked to on the phone because she's in the internet marketing department. Let me try to find somebody for you. This guy comes up and it's just kind of like, well, you got to do this, you got to do that, fill out this, fill out that. Listen, if this guy knew anything about DISC, about the DISC profile, which we teach in the Inner Circle, if he knew anything about my behavior style, my personality style, if he just asked a few simple questions, what he would find out is that my number one goal was to get in there, buy that car, and get out as soon as possible. There's no issue with finance, no issue with credit. I already know what car I want. I know that they already have that car. He probably could have upgraded me by asking me just a few questions. Well, hey, that's great, and I'm glad that you're, you know, looking at that. Did you know that we have an upgraded model of that that has X, Y, and Z? It would have been so simple. Now, I did buy a brand spanking new Honda, but I didn't buy it from that dealership. Why? They had phenomenal marketing, but terrible sales. Now, sales is everything that you do to convert prospects into paying customers. I mean, we've all been there. We've all attracted a prospect that said that they were interested in our service, that called up, that opted in, or whatever the case might be, that didn't actually buy. Phenomenal sales delivers a meaningful experience. It's all about the experience today, and there are three E's of experience: engagement, education, and entertainment. In other words, we've got to engage people with some questions and build some rapport and learn about them. Education, once we learn what the needs are, then we need to educate them on what they're buying. And then entertainment is not just a funny video or something like that, but entertainment could be a cup of coffee in this case. It could be taking somebody out to lunch. It could be anything of that nature. Might be a funny video, but in this particular case, was it engaging? No. Did they educate me? No. There was live entertainment, but it wasn't the kind of entertainment that I was looking for. It was comical. But what if the guy said, oh, I recognize that you're probably in a hurry. You already know what you want. Let's go just confirm that that car is here. By the way, can I get you a cup of coffee? Tell you what, while we get the car ready, here's a place that you can sit and work if you need to get on the internet or anything that you need. Let me entertain you and help you get what you need. You're comfortable. I'll make sure that this is as quick as possible. And by the way, if you want to really create the experience, take it over the top, tell you what, why don't we just get your signature here? I already ran the credit. There's no issue with that. And, you're going to pay cash? Okay, no problem. Why don't we just deliver the car to you tomorrow so you can be on your way? Fantastic and phenomenal. Was that so hard to do? Even if they didn't deliver the car, is that so hard to do? It's not. People don't think about it. They just want to take orders. A phenomenal sales system is a group of working parts that duplicates results consistently. What kind of results? More closed sales. More sales closed. More sales on the books. Now, we have a 7-step sales system that I'm going to teach you today. And let me just check something real quick here. Team, I'm going to mute somebody who's on the line. Unless that's Santiago. Is that Santiago on the line? He's on vacation. I didn't think that he would be here. But I just had a little bit of feedback coming from a little click here and there that I think was coming from one of our lines over here. But anyway, I have a 7-step system that I have used for many, many years. Up, no sound. Did I mute myself? Can you guys hear me? Team, let me know that you can hear me okay. Somebody, let me know that you can hear me okay. Hey, Chip, can you hear me okay? Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. I know I rely on my man Chip right there. Okay, perfect. Somebody, I think that was earlier. They probably hadn't called in or something like that. Who knows? But anyway, so you have to have a system. I'm going to share with you my 7-step system today that I've used to in all of my businesses and everything that I do. I follow this format. In fact, when I write a marketing piece or any kind of direct marketing letter or a website or whatever, I follow these 7 steps because really you're writing a sales letter. And so we have our 7-step sales system. Then we have 5 steps to overcoming objections. And then we have our upsell system, which is the most profitable sale ever made. And we're going to do an overview of all of those things. And then in the inner circle training modules, what we do is we go deeper into each one of these, and then you develop scripts around them. But the first thing that you need to start with is you need to know what results you're looking for. You need to have a sales goal. And what you're going to do is put your sales goal out there for the year and then break it down by the month, then break it down by the day or however your transactions work. If you do events, then by the event. If you do membership, then by the number of members. If you do my brother owns a McDonald's in McKee, Mississippi, so they measure everything hourly and they make money based on how many people they have on the floor. So it's an hour-by-hour management of the staff. And we got a lot of people in construction. So, it's how many projects. Like I've got an Inner Circle member who is, she does remodeling and big, nice jobs. And, you know, she'll just only do 2 or 3 projects a year, but they're big, big projects. And she's really awesome. But you need to know what you're shooting for, and you need to have that sales goal. And then what you need to understand is how to set that sales goal, because you got to understand the only 5 numbers on any income statement in any small business in the entire world, whether you have been in business for 1 day or it's one of Warren Buffett's many businesses, there's only five numbers on any income statement. This is what Ellen is going through now. This is my simple dimple lower Alabama thing. But the cool thing is that works. I can plan my business on a piece of notebook paper because all I got to know is these five numbers. And so what I do is I get out my income statement and I go and take a look and say, okay, what's my cost of goods percentage right there? And once I have that number, what you can do is you can say, okay, I want a net X amount, and this is the amount of money that you need to fund your life goals, your lifestyle, and to pay your taxes, and then to keep money in the business to grow the business and to cover oops factors and things like that. And then once you know your numbers and you know how to read your profit loss, your income statement, then you can see what your overhead is for the year or for the month. You could do this on a monthly basis or a quarterly basis. It doesn't matter what time frame. But you just add the net to the fixed expense and you get your gross profit. And if you know your cost of goods sold, you know how to measure that, which is one of the things that we teach in the Inner Circle. Is and I'll actually teach this a little bit on the administration session. Some of you, this is your first session. Some of you, this is your number six. You've already been through the whole merry-go-round, and so we just continue the 6 weeks. After 6 weeks, we start over again with GPS. We go marketing, sales, service, tracking, and then leadership. We just keep going. But that's a very important number right there. You need to understand what the percentage is, and you need to understand what goes in there, which is typically materials and labor. And once you know that, then you can do a simple, dimple, sort of thumbnail sketch of a budget, if you will, a future income statement. In fact, we're doing a two-day course with Ellen and Santiago, who's going to be leading for the next 2 weeks on this course while I'm in Italy, by the way. He knows my systems like nobody does. He presented that to the group, and Ellen's watching. I got a video on this, and she was like, that is just brilliant. It's awesome. Now, she didn't say that when I did it, but when Santi does it, for whatever reason, I mean, the guy just knows how to communicate with people. So I'm learning from Santiago. Anyway, that's how you get your sales goal, and that's a very important process to learn. That way you can sit there with a piece of notebook paper, and you can plan out your business for the next year. You want to make more money? Just increase that net. Is your overhead going to change? Is your cost of sale going to change, go down? Maybe there's some ways you can trim that. And then you come up with your sales goal. And then what you got to figure out is how to get enough prospects and close enough sales to make that happen. Now, a lot of times when we talk about money, people get a little bit uncomfortable, but Zig Ziglar had something to say about that. He said, money isn't the most important thing in life, but it is reasonably close to oxygen on the gotta have it scale. Has any business owner on the line other than me ever had to make payroll? Yes. When you need to make payroll, you got to make payroll. You got to get some bill or whatever. I would like to see you in a position to where you're hugely profitable and your biggest money issues are paying taxes. Your biggest money issues are just, you know, making sure that you have enough money in your account and you're not getting into your line of credit, that you're able to pay off your credit cards and things like that. And my companies were in deep debt before Ellen came along. I implemented those strategies, got my companies very profitable, and got debt-free personally. So very, very important. And sales is what makes it happen. See, nothing happens in a business until a sale is made. Healthy sales cure all other business evils. What's a business evil? Well, maybe an employee quits. Maybe they steal something. Maybe they take your customers. Maybe they steal money from your checking account. Now, once you go through our leadership program and you get good at that, we don't have those kind of problems now, but I had them before. I had all kinds of problems. We got a phenomenal staff now. Why? Because I became a better leader. We started attracting better people, and we've got a great culture, and everybody cares. But there's lots of business evils. Maybe the government decides that they want to tax you on a tax that you didn't even know about, that just out of the blue. There's all kinds of things that happen. Equipment breaks down. You got to replace stuff. You know, somebody wants a refund or whatever the case might be. And so I've had all those things happen to me, and Ellen will tell you, and I will tell you, that the way forward is by making more sales. Understand that sales is not something you do to someone. Sales is something you do for and with someone. In fact, the root Latin word for sales is to give or to serve or to anticipate one's needs. Zig Ziglar said selling is essentially a transference of feelings. So if what's motivating me, and I understand sales to simply be helping you get what it is that you want, we're on the same side. And if people, and by the way, once you get in the inner circle, you want to train your people on these selling processes, because most people don't understand sales. They don't understand that what sales is helping people get what they want. If people are calling you, they have a need. You're not doing something to them. You're helping them get what it is that they want. So let's get on the same side and let's figure it out. Understand that the only two reasons people buy stuff is, number one, they have to. What's a good example of that? Toilet paper. Well, you don't have to, but it'd be a good idea. Or they want to. What's a good example of that? A new car. The fear of pain, what's a good example of that? Buying insurance. Hope of gain, what's a good example of that? Well, to maybe get a return on my investment. I'll buy an appreciable asset. To avoid pain, or to get gain. Maybe, to avoid pain, that's aspirin, and to get gain is coffee. There you go. But the fact is that those are the only two reasons people buy stuff. They have to or they want to. Simple as that. Now, I want to walk you through my 7-step sales system, and I'm going to give you the basic overview, and you have a handout where you can write each one of these down. The first one is establish rapport. How do you do that? One of the things that you need to observe is their behavior style. One of the things that we teach, myself, Santiago, and Mr. Rick Jones, and Sherry Perry, all of our coaches, are trained and certified under the top authority in the world, Dr. Robert Rome, on the DISC personality human behavior model. And we got certified under Dr. Robert Rome. He came and spoke at our conference. We have a conference video of him that I paid several thousand dollars to have him come in. And DISC has changed my life in so many ways, because all of business and all of life is about relationships. And if you try to speak to someone in another language, then you're not going to connect with them. I'm about to head out to Italy, and I don't know the language. My wife does, but I don't know the language, and so I'm going to struggle in some cases. Now, the good news is most of those folks over there understand English, so that we can speak in my language. So you need to be speaking in the language of the prospect, and you need to get to know and understand this. On my website, if you go to howardpartridge.com, I think it's still there. We might have taken it down. But anyway, if you get to my office, we can send you a link. You can get a profile for like $13. You should do that to learn about yourself, to learn your personality. Get it to your employees so that they can learn it. And I don't have time to teach you the different styles right now, but I'll go over it briefly in the leadership session of the course, because that's a big thing in leadership, is how people communicate. So, you know, D's are in a hurry. They're task-oriented. You know, I's, they like to have fun. S's are more reserved, people-oriented. They love to serve. And a C is more reserved and task-oriented. They're more analytical. They got questions. And you can recognize an overarching behavior style by paying attention to how they act or how they even talk over the phone, how they interact, and you can connect with that and start speaking their language once you learn the DISC profile. It's changed my life, and it's essential for sales. It's essential for leadership. It's very helpful in marketing, and it's essential for service. Who are you serving? We want to ask them, have you used our service before? How did you hear about us? We want to know if our marketing is working. We want to know if they had a good experience with us. If you have a store or a restaurant or something like that, have you been here before? There's a restaurant called Buca di Beppo. It's a really fun place. And one of the things that they do is they ask that question, have you been to Buca di Beppo before? And if you say no, they say, okay, we'll take you on a tour. And they take you on a tour of the kitchen. And by the way, they have a kitchen table. It's a booth that you can reserve. They only have one, but you can see all the dishes coming out of the kitchen before they go to the table, so you can know what you want to order. It's really, really cool, a lot of fun. So they take you on a little tour. And so have you been here before? The second way, or another way to build rapport, is to ask someone what their name is and to use their name. Dale Carnegie said the name of a person is the sweetest sound to him in any language. I've done a little informal research. I travel all over the world. I go to a lot of hotels, a lot of airplanes, a lot of shuttle drivers and taxi drivers and you name it. I've come into contact with a lot of people. And I can tell you from personal experience, by doing one simple thing, when I get on that airplane, check into that hotel, talk to that waiter, whatever the case is, if I just simply ask them their name and use their name, I promise I get extraordinary service because nobody else does it. I got moved up to first class one time when it was illegal to do so. The doors had already closed. It was post 9/11. They're not supposed to do that. But I was like, hey, Holly, I noticed that I'd already kind of built a little rapport with her, and I said, I noticed that there's an empty seat in first class. I didn't get upgraded. What's the deal? She said, let me take care of that for you. She's not supposed to do that. That's illegal. So use people's name when someone calls in. Ask them, who do I have the pleasure of speaking with? And call them by name. Don't overuse it. Don't use it to manipulate people, but use it to show respect. Number two, connect with their emotional state. The emotional state for every single industry is usually there's a specific overarching emotional state that your client is in. In a service company, in an in-home service company, we work with tons of service companies, everything from plumbing, HVAC, power washing, carpet cleaning, restoration, construction, remodeling, you name it. And the emotional state is, who's going to be coming into my home? Who's going to be inside my home, working inside of my home? If you're going to a fun restaurant like Buca di Beppo, well, then they're looking to have fun. You need to connect with that. Let's say you're in the bridal industry. Well, there's going to be a lot of emotions when someone is thinking about getting married, but and the emotion that you're looking for after the fact is on the right. But if you focus just on that before the wedding, when that young lady is planning that wedding, you're going to miss the biggest emotion, which is the one on the left there. There's a lot of fear. There's a lot of there's a lot of anticipation. Is everything going to go well? Am I going to be able to throw the flowers up like this after the wedding? Yeah, that's the image that you want after the wedding. This is what we're going to help you create. That's marketing. But this is also marketing, and this is sales right here, is that I better understand the fears, the emotional state of my prospect. If I miss that, I'm dead. We have an inner circle member who has an event planning business. Actually, we've got a couple of those. And they know it. And they know that you got to connect with that. You got to make sure that you go over their concerns and you spend a lot of time with that. Number three, and by the way, they're in order. Establish rapport, connect with that emotional state. You build your scripts around it. And and by the way, a script is just a system. That's all it is. Number three is build credibility. How do you do that? You want to have what we call our 5-point experiential marketing message. We have a whole module on this in our marketing course. When you go deeper in our marketing course, you learn how to write copy. You learn how to create the right message. You learn how to set yourself apart and those kinds of things. And I've developed this 5-point marketing message that we use in everything that we do. Again, you're going to find it in the sales process twice. You're going to find it in all the marketing that I do. I'm going to structure with the 7-step sales process. And then I'm going to, at some point in time during that that presentation, that sales process, is I'm going to touch on one of these 5 things. Reputation, i.e. trust. People do business with those that they know, like, and trust. Number 2, experience. How long have you been doing what you're doing? Did you just start yesterday? And if you did, you can focus on number 3, which is education. Training. Are you staying on the cutting edge? You need to be able to talk about that. Systems. What kind of systems? What kind of experience do you provide that's unique? And then guarantee or follow-up. Everybody can't guarantee their work. Someone in construction is not going to give you a new house if you don't like what you get. But, we have a home here in Houston. We had a phenomenal builder. And for over the time that he was required, anything that we needed, we called him. He sent somebody right out. And guess what? That affects your reputation. And that's going to affect your referrals. And you might change that to commitment or follow-up or something like that. All right? Number 4 is the problem. And the thing is that everybody who buys something has a problem. And the more unique the problem is, and the more you understand the uniqueness of your target market, the more that you attract the right prospect. And that's something that needs to be said here. This system might work if you attract the wrong prospect, but the worst thing that you can do is close the sale on the wrong prospect, because then that's going to make your life miserable. So the first key is attracting the right people. But everybody has a problem. I was in Australia teaching, and the guy that I was teaching with is the number one real estate investing author in Australia. And he said that if you want to get rich in the niche, you've got to solve a unique problem. You've got to understand the unique problem that that people have. So this guy fixed dents in cars, and he said, "What problem do you solve? What unique problem do you solve?" He said, "Well, I fix dents." And he said, "No, you don't. What's the problem that you solve?" He solves an image problem. He solves an image problem. And he can get specific about the people and the image and really niche on that thing if he wanted to. So what is the problem that they have? And this is where the sale is made. This is where you ask a lot of questions. This is where you have a checklist or an assessment, because people may not realize what their problem is. We have a business assessment that we do, and most people don't realize that, you know, if you ask them how their leadership is, how their marketing is, you know, whatever. But when you go through this assessment, it becomes becomes very clear what the problem is. Here's the other issue and challenge, that if people are basing their conversation around price, or, you know, comparing you to someone else, they may be forgetting the real problem that needs to be solved, and we need to be able to find out if, hey, if you're looking at somebody else, do they even see the problem? Do they even recognize the problem? The other night, my brother-in-law just got involved with this financial company, and they would do one of these models where they have a marketing company that sends out a bunch of mailers inviting people to a free dinner. And these people come in, older people, of course, and retirees, or people that are looking at retiring or whatever. They come in and do this dinner, and they do this presentation. And he was telling stories about clients that he had helped. And some of the financial advisors will just sell a product. Stockbrokers will just sell a product. And he honed in on the fact that you know, in this particular case, in this particular story, the guy didn't even understand the problem. And you need somebody who understands the problem. And he was able to solve that problem for the client. Remember that selling ain't telling. You got to ask a lot of questions. We're too quick to explain. In fact, even when we get into step five, you want to be careful not to overtell. So as you're outlining the solution and you're sharing what I see you saying, or what I see in the assessment, or say you're a doctor, we got a lot of doctors and attorneys and CPAs and people like that in our inner circle as well. And you know, the assessment shows, the diagnosis shows, and based on that, I would propose the solution. How do you feel about that? And you want to make sure that as you're outlining solution, you don't just, you know, throw up on people. We're going to do this, we're going to do that, and you get this, and you get that, and you're blah, blah, blah. There's a, you know, bonus items are great, and give a lot of benefits and add-ons and all that kind of stuff is great. But when you're in a one-on-one sales situation, then where you can actually ask people questions, engage them. Engage them with questions. If you're doing a presentation where you're not getting feedback, you know, that's different. But share the solution, but use caution and don't overtell or oversell. And as you explain the benefits, ask and confirm that that's what they're looking for. If you do that, and if you do things in this order, then and only then do you share the investment. Notice that I said investment, not price. What's the difference? The difference is price is a cost, and an investment you get a return on. So use the word investment. And in the inner circle and in our sales course, we teach a number of different ways to present this. And then, of course, number seven is overcoming any objections that you have. When you get an objection, always, always, always ask a question. The gentleman that's in this picture with me is Zig Ziglar's best friend in the whole world. Of course, Zig Ziglar's passed away now, but Bernie Lopchick, who lives in Canada, was on a trip with us. We did a Ziglar trip to the UK, and you see the bridge in the background. And he was famous for asking questions. And this guy's got multi-million dollar businesses. The guy's just, it's amazing. But anyways, a phenomenal business man, phenomenal gentleman altogether. And Zig, you know how funny Zig is. He says, "Bernie, why do you always answer a question with a question?" And Bernie says, "Why not?" So here's what you want to do. Typical objection might be that, wow, your price is high. And I'm going to give you five steps real quick. Now, we have a whole training module just on this, but I'm going to give you five questions that are five ways to overcome price objections right now in the form of questions. Step one is to review the values. So you shared five values earlier: reputation, experience, education, systems, guarantee. And let's say that they say, you know, wow, your price is high. And so what you might want to do is you might want to say, oh, so you feel that our price is high. They may or may not give you feedback. They might say, yeah, I saw it for over here for that or whatever. And if they don't give any feedback, so what do you really mean by that? You know, how high is too high? Do you mind if I ask you what your budget is? Now, you can ask that in the interview process as well, in step four as well. You don't have to wait till here. You might ask, number two is change the scope of the job or change the scope of the order. Let's say that I went to look at that Honda and I thought I knew what the price was, and it was a lot higher than what I thought, and I didn't want to pay that much. Well, instead of just saying, well, sorry, the salesperson could say, well, you know, there's this other car over here that's really, you know, just as good as that car. It just doesn't have all the bells and whistles. And, you know, what do you think about, you know, getting one of those for your son? Oh, okay, well, now he still gets the sale, but he gets maybe a lower ticket for now, but he keeps a customer maybe for life. So you say, what's the most important part of this project or this product to you, or whatever the case is, and then you can recommend another option for them. Speaking of options, step three is payment options. Don't leave it up to your prospect to think about all the ways that they can pay for stuff. They may not realize that you accept credit cards. They're just not thinking about it. They're thinking about, okay, I need this product or service, and that's a little higher than what I thought. And what you want to do is you want to say, did you know that we accept all major credit cards? You might say, well, how much are you able to put down right now? And if you can cover your cost of sale and not lose any money, maybe you can do payment options or something like that. Number four is offer a free trial. How about if we do a free consultation for you or whatever? How about if we do a small area of, like, for example, in the cleaning industry, you would do maybe do a room of carpet cleaning for them or whatever. Come demonstrate how you clean if you clean a home. If you're, you know, going to, for example, at the mall, you know, they have the samples that you can sample the chicken before you actually buy it. And so, how about if we give you a little taste of this so that you can make the best decision? And then step five, this is one that people don't think about, is when you implement our referral reward program, which we have a whole module in our marketing course on just that, how to do the right kind of referral reward program, because most people do it wrong. We build our businesses on referrals, and we don't ask for referrals. So how do you do that? Well, there's a process of promoting the referral reward program, what they get, and then there's a process of actually implementing that referral reward program. And so you might ask a simple question: are you familiar with our referral reward program? And I actually got this from one of our very early Inner Circle members probably, I don't know, almost 20 years ago. And he would, when people were paying him for his services, or if they had an objection, he'd say, "Are you familiar with our referral reward program?" They say, "Oh no, what is that?" "Well, we offer 10% referral reward for every new client that you send us. So if you just send us 10 clients that are doing what you're doing right now, you're going to get all your money back." And of course, we take all major credit cards, and hey, if you can make that happen in the next 30, 45 days, who knows? Maybe you can get that done, get all your money back before you even pay your bill. So how does that sound? So those are five things that you can try in your business. And then another module that we have is on the most profitable sale ever made, which is the upsell, the add-on sale. The reason that the upsell is the most profitable sale ever made is because you've already spent the time, money, and energy to acquire that client. You already spent the time, money, and energy to serve that client and to be in front of them and to take that order and whatever the case might be. But the fact is that most people, owners and employees alike, don't upsell. And there are three reasons the upsell isn't made. The number one reason is fear. And you're afraid that you're going to blow the first order. You're afraid that they're going to see you as a used car salesman. And that's why it's so important to change your mindset on sales to the fact that you're actually helping them, you're serving them, you're on the same side, you're helping them get what it is that they want to get. And a lot of that fear goes away. But that fear should go away when I share with you in just a minute why it is that you're actually doing your customer wrong if you don't upsell. There are three reasons that the upsell isn't made. Number one is fear. Number two is time. And that's just an excuse. We haven't planned to sell. That's why we're not selling. If you put the time into the sales presentation, put the time into the service of the product, I mean, how much time did it take even for McDonald's to just add the little phrase, "Would you like fries with that?" And then, boom, they went to the three options, the package selling. And you can do that, too. Package selling can be effective in certain situations. You know, obviously, you're going to get the meal. The lady at Chick-fil-A at the Dallas Love Airport yesterday looked at me like I had five heads when I ordered two grilled chicken breasts with no sandwich, no tomatoes, no lettuce, no nothing, just the grilled chicken breast. She had to get somebody else involved. I had a huge homegrown cucumber that I got from my sister who lives in Dallas and ate that sucker and got those chicken breasts. I don't need the fries. I don't need the bread. I can stay thin. But it doesn't take a lot of time if you build it in. You got to build it in. And a huge reason that people don't upsell is they've never been trained to do so. See, sales training breeds confidence. And when you have confidence in what you're offering, you believe in the product, you understand why you're offering it, you understand that you're giving, not taking, when you've been trained in sales, then you don't have the fear, you are more effective, you're more efficient, and you have more confidence because you know why you're doing what you're doing. You know what you're doing. Listen, if you have team members, they don't know how to sell. And they're learning all the wrong ways that they've learned. They've never had good sales training. So this is why you want to get in Inner Circle eventually and really learn all these concepts. Learn each step of the seven-step sales process. Put your system in place. Have your system of overcoming price objections. Have your system for upselling and train your people. Here's why not upselling is doing your customer wrong and actually, it's an injustice to them. In fact, I'm going to get you to prove it to yourself. Does your product or service offer tremendous benefits to the client? If it doesn't, then you shouldn't be selling it. Number two, but if it does, then aren't you doing them wrong by not allowing them to have those benefits? Number two, they don't get the benefit of working with you. Do you have a good reputation? Are you experienced? Are you well trained? Are your people well trained? Do you have good a phenomenal service, customer service experience, client service experience? Do you offer a guarantee or some follow-up or whatever? Well, if you do, I can pretty much guess that most of the people that are your competitors probably don't. You may know of someone that do, but they don't. They're likely to choose someone. If you don't let them know about the services that you provide and they go find a Bubba to get that product or service from, or a company online that's not going to care about them, that they're just a number that they can't get in touch with, then, you know, you got a little problem. You lose money and the customer gets taken advantage of. And that's the third one, is that they get taken advantage of by the competition because we were too chicken to help them and let them know about our additional services. Make sense? All right. In our business assessment, which those of you who have the home study course have this, and we've got it in various places, but we have an assessment that you can go through and score. And those of you who have subscribed to this home study course, to this live training or the home study course, you get a free consultation with us. We'll send you the business assessment, and you can rate your five systems on a scale of 1 to 10, and there's actually 10 subsystems under each major area, and there's actually 50 sets of systems. That's why it gets overwhelming, and that's why you need coaching, direction, focus, support, is so that you can hone in on the most important ones right now, get those fixed, then move to the next one, then move to the next one, move to the next one. But that's only if you want a phenomenally successful business. If you want a mediocre business, if you want a kind of successful business, but not a phenomenally successful business, hey, no reason to do all that work. But if you have big dreams, you have big goals, you want to have a phenomenally successful business so you can have a better life, you don't want to have to do all the different things in your business, then it's going to take work. Success is simple, but it's not easy. Success is simple, but it's not easy. But if you'll do the work, here's what we found. Our most successful members simply do the following things. They learn the system and they implement the system. And the way that they do that is they engage in the training and they engage in our inner circle community where they can get the support, the encouragement, and the accountability to do what they need to do. All right? So I'm going to pause for questions for just a minute, and then those of you who are not subscribed to the course yet, I'm going to share with you what you get when you join up on the course. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to go, where is my camera? It says you guys can see me, but I don't know where my camera is, so let me find that real quick. I'm going to go ahead and start unmuting people, and if you would like to ask me a question, you can ask me any question that you like, and I'll take a few minutes for questions, and then I will share with you how you can get involved with with us, there's actually three options. So even if you are already subscribed to this course, there's two more steps that you're going to want to take, and I'll share those in just a second as well. And let's see, where is my camera? I don't see it. You probably see me, but I don't see my camera, so I don't know how this thing works sometimes. Anyway, I'm just going to assume that you can see me. And let's see here. Off, on. People can see you. I just can't see where that video is. So anyway, okay. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute each one of you. And if you don't want to be unmuted, you don't want to ask a question, and you have any kind of background noise, what I'd like to ask you to do is just hit *6, and you can mute yourself by hitting *6. Now, if you have not put in your audio PIN yet, then you will not be able to answer or ask a question. And I'm just realizing that I cannot unmute anybody. How fun is that? I've had this trouble with GoToMeeting on a few of our webinars recently, so it might be time to fire GoToMeeting, GoToWebinar. Dang it. Okay, so we might have to do our next session on Zoom or something like that. If you guys use Zoom, it's phenomenal. Anyway, not the drainage company, Al Levy. Good to see you on here. But the video conferencing thing. So let's do this instead. Let's type in your question. Go ahead and type in any question for me. And if you don't type in any questions, I'm going to go ahead and finish the presentation. What questions do you have? Go ahead and type them in. The questions for staff are right now. So I type in that you can still hear me and I didn't drop off the end of the earth 30 minutes ago. Can I count on Chip again? Type it in. Okay. Thank you, Jeremiah. Any questions? No questions? How about if we do this? Type in your biggest takeaway from today. Type in your biggest takeaway from today's presentation. Okay, here we go. How do I get the DISC evaluation? Is this the Dave Miller that I know? Jeremiah, I believe that you are subscribed to this course, so yes, if you'll just send us an email to the office, we can get you taken care of on that. David Miller, if you'll email the office, just email us. Email howard@howardpartridge.com. We'll get you a link to do the DISC profile. We'll probably send it out to everybody who was on today. Okay. And, it's phenomenal. You'll love it. $13. Can't beat that. All right. Biggest takeaways. Tim Walker, don't let the client be taken advantage of! ! Yes. Armando, biggest takeaway. Fear is what prevents upselling. Absolutely. Okay. All right. You can go ahead and type in any other questions you have or takeaways, and I'll come back to that in just a second. What I'm going to do now is I am going to, just share a very short message with those of you who are not involved with us in any way yet. It'll be very brief. And those of you who are have paid for the live 6-week course, then I'm going to give you two options to go to the next level and to take the next step. Question I always like to ask business owners is, do you remember why you went into business for yourself to start with? Was it to make a lot of money, or was it really to be your own boss, to chart your own course, have a little more free time? Yeah, right. I believe the reality of most small business owners' lives feel like a slave to the business, very little family time. Business consumes your mind 24/7, major stress, no real freedom. You feel like you have a job instead of a business, and your day is consumed putting out brush fires. I can relate to that. I'm not going to give you my whole story, but I grew up on welfare, moved to Houston with 25 cents in my pocket, became a waiter, started our business, my first business with our wedding money, with $3,000 from wedding money. Struggled for 13 years, made good money, but I felt like a slave to the business. And then I read The E-Myth Revisited by Michael Gerber. Went down to my favorite place in the whole world, Destin, Florida, sat on the beach for a week, and rewrote my vision, rewrote my life, came back, transformed that business into a multi-million dollar enterprise with the help of a lot of people, including Ellen Rohr, Al Levy, who's on the line right now, and a bunch of other people. Today, I've got 40 team members that love their work. I have a turnkey business that allows me to travel and do what I do. Became an international business coach thanks to that man in that picture right there, Mr. Tom Ziegler. Became the exclusive small business coach for the Ziegler Corporation almost 5 years ago. We're standing right there in front of Cambridge University. We got to speak at Cambridge. I never even went to college. Personally mentored by Michael Gerber and John Maxwell. And I've been working with small business owners for over 20 years now, helping them to build these simple systems in their business. This is my team at my service company. We've got about 33 of those guys there. This is our marketing team. We do referral marketing. They are absolute rock stars. This is our office team. The reason that this guy is up here in the corner here, Michael Kemp, he was actually my second employee ever. And he works in Minnesota. He works remotely. We've got web-based software and VoIP phones. He books about $1 million a year sitting up there in his extra room in Minnesota, and we're in Houston. This is my leadership team. Actually, Santiago has moved over to Phenomenal Products, and Aliki, who is my marketing director, has now taken Santiago's role as marketing director. What I do is I hire people young and I develop them. This is some of our Phenomenal Products team. This is my assistant, Michelle. This is the marketing ninja, my marketing manager at Phenomenal Products, Victoria. And, of course, we've got Dana with us now, who's an absolute rock star. She's just been with us for a little while. And, of course, my right-hand man, Santiago, who will be teaching the next 2 weeks, those of you who are enrolled in the course. If you're just joining us today for a free session, you get this session, and then we're inviting you to join up and for the rest of the sessions, which I'll share about here in just a second, if you want to continue to be a part. This is my main coaching team. Of course, I've got more coaches than this, but my main inner circle coach is Rick Jones, who was with Dale Carnegie for 33 years. On the Houston franchise for over 20 years, Santiago Arango, and Michelle Prince is our speaker author coach, and then Carl Qualls and Sherry Perry are what we call our pod coaches. Carl's on a special assignment right now. He looks like James Bond in that picture anyway. And then Ellen Rohr comes in from time to time, like she's doing a series with us right now. And she'll come and speak at our conferences as well. She's one of my financial consultants. Just a few testimonials real quick. My friend John Torres, 0 to 47 employees using our systems. They'll do about $11 million this year. John Browning, one of my best friends in the world, started at $10,000 a month, does almost $1 million now, turnkey business. Ralph Greco from 250 $1,000 a year to $750. He's retired now, and his kids are running the business. This couple here quadrupled their business. We helped them buy out their competitor. This is Chris Myatt, $120,000 to $500,000. This is Eric Sprague out in California, $225,000 a year to $1.5 million. This is Evan, $500,000 increase in 1 year, increased his profits by $158,000. Shayna Woods, I just saw her yesterday, increased her business by 800% with us, and she looked around at the class at Ziegler yesterday and said, that man, and that man, me, Tom, and her personal coach, David Wright, she said they were responsible for it. She's been in the inner circle for 3 years. This is Matt McKinley. He owns a horse trailer dealership in Canton, Texas. As you can see, he is handicapped but not disabled, and those are his words. And he went from $8.5 million disorganized to focus $11 million. A lot of great people that have some nice things to say about me. Michael Gerber, Bob Berg, Joseph Bocelli, John Maxwell, and, of course, Zig Ziglar. I've got four books out that were all number one in at least one category on Amazon. And what I want to offer you is the opportunity to learn these proven systems that I have done all of this with. And this live course is new. This is, I think, our third time around, maybe second, but I think it's our third time around. And the reason I started it was I was like, I'm seeing such amazing life change in the inner circle. Saved marriages, people getting debt free, people getting healthy. You know, it's not just about the business, it's about your life. And so we're always searching for ways to help people get engaged. And home study course, a great way, but it's $500. So I said, well, what if, and what we also found is that when people engage live with us, it makes a big difference. So I said, okay, I'm going to teach a six-week course. I'm going to teach our GPS program module, and I'm going to do one module on each of our systems here so that people can get a taste of it. And, you know, you learn some things today that you can act on right away. We're only $197. So if you want to attract better prospects, get more referrals, get more repeat business, learn our marketing systems, close more sales, that's what we did today, create systems in your business, understand your numbers, and become a better leader, then, wow, $197, Howard, why would you do that? Because we know that when you engage with us, that you're more likely to join Inner Circle. Frankly, if we do this for a while and it doesn't turn into Inner Circle memberships, then we'll stop doing it. We'll go back to just doing our home study course and that kind of stuff. Now, the only way I can offer it at such a low investment is this is only the live version. You have to show up live. So if you would like to join up with us and go through the next 6 weeks with us, then go ahead and do that, and we'll put a link in there for you. If I can get my team to type in the link, the Phenomenal Systems link, TowardPartners.com/phenomenal-systems, go ahead and get signed up for this. And if you're already signed up for this or you're not able to make it every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock Central, then I have another option for you in just a minute. But when you join the course, you get a free consultation with us, even if you've done one before. It's a $300 value. We'll discuss with you where you are, where you want to go. We'll do the business assessment with you and help you get the most out of the course. If you can't attend live, then what you want to do is go ahead and get the home study course, and that it has all the replays of everything on video, audio, and handouts. There's a manual. It has my one-year business plan in there. And you can get either the physical version or the digital version for that. And then the third option is to join the Inner Circle. And the reason we have the Inner Circle is because the number one reason small businesses don't grow or do as well as they could is what I call FTI, failure to implement. And there are four keys to overcome FTI. Number one is inspiration. You got to be around people who are doing what you want to do. You got to be around business owners who are doing what you want to do, and so that you can follow them. Number two, we got to get our business organized. We got to get our life organized. And in the Inner Circle, you're going to be around people who are doing some cool things. Evan, that I showed you just a second ago, the way he did that is he got himself organized with our planner and our organizational system and just focused every single day and just started building those systems. Number three is training. You know, you might be really good at your craft. You might be good at your technical work, but have you been thoroughly and properly trained in marketing, in sales, in systems, in your numbers, and in leadership? And then finally, the reason I have this one underlined is this is the golden key, and that is we all need support. Every successful person, business, athletic, entertainment, doesn't matter, has a coach. And the key is to choose the right coach. Choose the person who's already done what it is that you want to do, who has already helped people, who has a proven track record. All right? So if you'd like to join the Inner Circle or find out more about that, then what I want you to do is I want you to schedule a consultation with us. Just send us an email. Give the office a call at 281-634-0404, 281-634-0404. We'll talk to you about that. All right? So do one of those three options, whatever you do. All right, so team, I need the, let's see, I'm not seeing. Okay, so in your chat, you will see the link. Now, if you try to sign up for a free session, again, not saying anybody would ever do that, but if you do, it's going to say, hey, you know, you've already attended one, time to sign up. $197, 100% money back guarantee. Stay with us for 6 weeks. Let's see what happens from there. All right? If you can't be on live, get the home study course. You already have the home study course and you're not in Inner Circle yet, get the support, the encouragement, and the accountability. Join the Inner Circle community so that we can help you implement and avoid FTI. All right, what final questions do we have, and then we'll close. Go ahead and type in your question, and go ahead and click that link also to enroll in the course. It's in the chat bar. And I think, team, if you could go ahead and also put it in the questions area, that would be good as well, and send that to everybody. Okay, biggest takeaway. Fear is what prevents upselling. I think I already might have mentioned that. Okay. David Miller, I don't know that we have met, but I met Dave Coffin, who also does the DISC evaluation. That's right. He's one of my Inner Circle members that's just running away with it, and he got certified in DISC when I brought Dr. Robert Rome in. Hey, thanks, Chip. See you later, buddy. Great friend of mine, one of my best friends, one of my best colleagues. So thanks for being on here. I thought you might be another Dave Miller who is in our Inner Circle. All right, give you just a minute to copy that link, or go ahead and click that link, and it's going to be in your question bar here in just a second as well. Might already be, but let me just make sure that that's there.
get that up.
Go ahead and click that link so that it's going to be in your browser if you are ready to join up for the 6-week course. You'll also get a follow-up email. And you want to get that done before next Thursday because you're going to miss the next session if you don't. All right? Okay, so I am going to sign off. I'm Howard Partridge. My passion is your phenomenal success. Take care, everybody.